Democrat Representative Sheila Sherfilas MC Cormick faces ethics hearing while potentially facing up to 50 years in prison in a federal case. By Sean Moran on March 26, 2026. Representative Sheila Sherfilas MC Cormick, DFL, who could face 50 years in prison in a federal case, will face the House Ethics Committee on Thursday about her alleged misconduct. The Democrat Congresswoman will testify during a rare public hearing that could result in her expulsion from the House of Representatives. A sprawling federal indictment has accused the Florida Congresswoman of stealing more than $5 million in disaster relief funds to finance her inaugural congressional race in 2021 and the purchase of luxury items, including an expensive diamond ring. She also allegedly participated in a straw donor scheme, wherein a donor makes a donation through another name or entity to a candidate or PAC. She also allegedly conspired to file a false tax return. Sherfilas MC Cormick said in a statement that she is deeply disappointed the Ethics Committee chose to proceed with the hearing into the charges, alleging that it amounts to a violation of her due process rights. "I urge the committee to follow its own precedents and uphold fairness and not allow this process to be driven by politics or numbers," Sherfilas MC Cormick continued. "I welcome the opportunity to set the record straight and challenge these inaccuracies, when I am legally able to do so." Fox News continued. Sherfilas MC Cormick has denied wrongdoing after being indicted in November 2025 and pleaded not guilty in federal court. She has repeatedly defied calls from Republicans to resign, a move that would have avoided the ethics hearing and possible expulsion. According to the indictment, Trinity Healthcare Services, a company owned by Sherfilas MC Cormick and her brother, Edwin Sherfilas, received $5 million in Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, overpayment from the state of Florida for a COVID-19 vaccine contract. Federal prosecutors allege the Congresswoman and her brother laundered money through multiple bank accounts to hide its origin. This Ethics Committee public hearing would be the first time the eight-member committee has held a public hearing since 2010. "You're in a situation where you have a sitting member of Congress who's allegedly stolen over $5 million in taxpayer funds," Representative Greg Stube, RFL, said Tuesday. "She should immediately resign instead of going through this process. But she's going to force us to do this. If the committee in a bipartisan manner, it recommends an expulsion, that puts the Democratic caucus in a very tough position because you would be undermining your own members on the Ethics Committee," he said.